Ackerman, because there weren't really many breakdowns and coverage in the blitzes. They were still being able to be aggressive up until that last drive.
I thought he did a good job. You know, he's a very instinctive player. Yep. And when you watch him, he's got a very good, quick first step to the ball carrier. He had 12 tackles, so he was doing something right. Here's the thing that he struggled with. He struggled with getting off blocks because he's a little bit light. And I think, ideally, you wouldn't want him to play Mike linebacker right now. You'd like to have him as Will.
Will.
So that he's not having to fend all those blocks by the offensive linemen and the fullbacks. But I thought he did a really good job in the run game. His deficiency showed up in the passing game. And we saw Joseph Randle run away from him a couple of times. You know, that's tough. And I think for him, those are things that he can work on moving forward, just understanding angles and understanding where his limitations are.
Yeah, definitely needs to understand angles. The experience, with experience, all that comes. But, you know, he was calling the plays for the defense. He was setting everybody up. You could see him. He really understands the defense. Now I think he's going to understand it after being on the field in a totally different level because he's actually in it. So I think he's going to improve every week. You know, from your as your rookie, between your first game and your second game, you're going to see the most improvement because you understand the speed from playing in the NFL, which he hadn't been before.
He didn't look like a rookie.
No.
No, he did not.
I thought he played extremely well, considering the fact.
All right, how about the Giants' top pick, Ereck Flowers? I read someplace today that Ereck Flowers is the first rookie since 1984, William Roberts, to start a season in the season opener at left tackle. How would you assess his performance tonight?
Well, I thought he played well at times. You know, he looked like he got rolled up. Mm-hmm. So I think the toughness showed up there. He played through what looked like maybe a little ankle injury. I like the fact that he showed some poise, but you can see here he struggled against Randy Gregory in that speed rush, and I think it was because that ankle was really bothering him. But I thought he ran the rushers by a couple times. You could see him limp pulling up there. You know what? Here he shows good restraint right here because we know that he's not scared to throw down. We've seen him do that in practice here right on these fields. But I thought Flowers did a pretty decent job, again, as a rookie, making his very first start in a hostile environment against another very talented pass rusher.
Another thing that you really saw him do is trust his technique. When you're on the road in a loud environment, when you're going with the silent snap count, there's going to be times where that defensive end is going to maybe get that first step on you. But you didn't see him bail on his footwork. You didn't see him turn after a second step. He really still used his kick slide. And the thing that I like to see much, he really used his hands tonight. He punched, he redirected, and he got him inside on defenders. Now I'm looking forward to him making the next step, putting it all together consistently.
Well, I was happy he didn't have many penalties. I mean, usually you get into a situation like that, you're in over your head, maybe a speed rusher, gets up the field on you once or twice, and you just start getting a little antsy and you start jumping off sides. That didn't happen. So his poise, restraining himself from the fight, that's something that not a lot of rookies, especially in their first start, you know, will really be conscious of. But he really helped the team, giving them that 15 yards, giving them that extra first down. And I liked his fight. I liked his fight tonight.
And just going on the macro level with the offensive line, you know, this group, this is the first time that they all five of them have played together. So it's going to take some time. I mean, Dave, you and I mean, we went through some bumps and bruises our early couple of years. And I think they're going to continue to grow. They've got a good foundation with Richburg at center, with Pugh at left guard, with Flowers at left tackle. I like that. The right guard showed up. That struggled a little bit tonight. Jeff Schwartz got beat for a sack by Tyrone Crawford, and then John Jerry came in his substitution. He got beat a couple times on a run game, so the right side got some work to do.
Well, look, as we said before, you got to have a short memory, so why don't we take a look and see what's coming up for the Giants, because, indeed, they better have a short memory. You see, you got the Falcons coming up, then the Redskins on a Thursday night, your Bills, the 49ers, and Eagles. That ain't easy.
I mean,
not that any game is easy.
They've got two games in 4 days coming up between the Falcons and then that quick turnaround to the Redskins. So, I mean, after three games, that's two divisional games and all three NFC games. This has got to be a big start for the Giants. They got to bounce back quick.
Yeah, I don't care about any of those other games. I just want to see what they're going to do against the Falcons because that's the next game that they have, and that's what they need to focus on. Don't worry. Don't look down the road. Just the Falcons.
That's shooting yourself in the foot. You're right if you start looking about what's coming. You can't look about Thursday before you get to Sunday.
They handled the test of Dez Bryant. Let's see if they can handle it with Julio Jones because you know he's going to come in here fired up, getting that extra edge now with this offense. So this is the next step for him.
All right, again, it is next week. Giants open up their, their season opener at MetLife Stadium at 1 p.m. against the Atlanta Falcons. As always, it is followed by Giants postgame live here on My Nine. But that's a wrap on today for Sean O'Hara, David Deal, and Amani Tuma. I am Russ Salzberg. Thanks for being part of our season opening Giants postgame live show on My Nine. Look forward to seeing you next week and after each and every Giants game. See you then.